righty, well, here we go in hour number three, and more excellence in broadcast coming your way. Look, Mom, no hands, no helmet either. Is that the problem? I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, January the 29th, 2020. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the impeachment proceedings continue in D.C. Questions and answers for 8 hours today, maybe 8 hours tomorrow, and then the big day comes Friday. Number two, Grand Valley has suspended an offensive coordinator for some offensive remarks about Adolf Hitler and wanting to have dinner with the dictator, murderer. And number one, a medical marijuana dealer gets prison. I find this story fascinating. He was part of the MLive report for this because it's fascinating. The former owner of a medical marijuana dispensary across several Michigan cities sentenced yesterday to nearly 16 years in federal prison. Now, you might be surprised by that because, you know, marijuana has been legalized across Michigan and many other states. But as the judge says, states are changing marijuana laws across the country. Certainly that's true, but federal law has not changed. So said U.S. District Judge Paul Maloney. Danny Trevino of Lansing had Hydro World dispensaries in Grand Rapids, Flint, Jackson, Lansing, and elsewhere, not charged with any state crimes or civil penalties, but was convicted of multiple federal charges. Now, Trevino was trying to get the statutory minimum sentence of just 5 years in prison. Maloney instead sentenced him to 15 years, 8 months. It's still at the low end of what was advised. Several family members and pro-marijuana activists are very outraged by this. And you know, there does have to come a time when state and federal laws should become compatible with each other, I would think. This is the problem with the differences. Detroit resident Richard Clement said, what you saw is a travesty. Get normal. War on drugs. Canna cures. He says it was difficult to reconcile what he called a harsh sentence in a state where marijuana is legal. He and others think Trevino was targeted because he's Hispanic. I don't believe that's true at all, by the way. Don't think it has anything to do with his race. That's just a That's nonsense that people throw out there. It's not fair, said another supporter. Trevino has operated dispensaries since 2010, was convicted in an August jury trial of 10 felony charges, including conspiracy to manufacture, distribute, and possess marijuana and maintaining a drug-involved premise. He was not allowed to use the state's medical marijuana law as a defense to the federal charges. Nonetheless, the government said he acted outside of the boundaries of the state medical marijuana law. Nick Bostic, his defense attorney, said that's a fallacy. He said that Trevino was successful in challenging state complaints after he had been arrested on the subject of several search warrants. He was arrested April 2014 in Grand Rapids for delivery and manufacture of weed, maintaining a drug house. He fought forfeitures of funds seized by police that were ultimately returned by the state courts. His business has raided 16 times between 2010 and 2016. Store records and tax records, he brought in about $3 million during that six-year period, $500,000 a year. He thought he was legal, Bostic told the judge, whose previous drug convictions prevented him from being a caregiver. He oversaw the operation. He said that every single sale of medical marijuana at his businesses would have been legal under laws in 33 states and the District of Columbia. And Trevino told M Live earlier, how could I not have been in compliance if I was acquitted and found not guilty? We were winning. They didn't charge us, so we kept going. U.S. Assistant Attorney Daniel McGraw said Trevino knew exactly what he had done. He called Trevino defiant, unrepentant, and undeterred from committing the current federal crimes. After federal investigators used a search warrant at one of the locations in 2016, Trevino posted on Facebook, I guess Hydro World is illegal, LOL. Okay, laugh out loud, of course. McGraw said Trevino acted as if marijuana was always legal. It didn't become legal until 2018. Trevino was told time and time again that it was illegal, and Your Honor, he simply didn't care. He didn't care. He kept operating, said the prosecutor. I fully recognize that the landscape has changed in many states in this country. The fact is marijuana is a Schedule I controlled substance. Anyhow, I've never supported the idea of filling our prisons with people that are involved in marijuana. I also didn't support full legalization of marijuana. Decriminalizing it would have been fine, but I understand the people voted, so therefore it's the law of the land, and I'm with it. And I'm going to say, for the record, I don't think it's appropriate to send a guy to prison for 15 years for growing and selling marijuana in a state where it's legal. To me, it's wrong, even if he is defiant, even if he is a smartass. So what? So what? Over at Grand Valley State University, a different sort of a problem. Offensive coordinator Morris Berger, he's only been there a few days. He has been suspended. You see, Berger was interviewed in the Grand Valley Lanthorn paper and was asked which three historical figures Berger would have dinner with. Berger responded by saying one of his choices would be Adolf Hitler because of his leadership skills. Leadership skills. Here's the quote. This is probably not going to get a good review, but I'm going to say Adolf Hitler. It was obviously very sad, and he had bad motives, you think? But the way he was able to lead was second to none. How he rallied a group and a following, I want to know how he did that. Well, he shot him in the back of the head. Coach, he shot him in the, if they didn't agree with him, he just shot him in front of other people, and then other people said, hey, I'm with you. Of course you are, because 40 grains behind the right ear hole, not exactly a way to have a future. I want to know how he did that. I think we've got that, Mr. Berger. Bad intention, of course, but you can't deny he was a great leader. A great leader. He murdered people. Yeah, I think the school is, well, my guess is Mr. Berger will never coach a single game. The comments, now I support his right to say whatever he wants to say. If he wants to have dinner with Hitler because he thinks he's a great leader, hey, knock yourself out. The problem is you're a coach of young people. And in this environment, of course, that's not going to fly. Hell, 25 years ago, that wouldn't have been a comment to make. By the way, the school's statement, Grand Valley put out a statement. Morris Berger, his comments, as reported in the Lanthorn student newspaper, do not reflect the values of Grand Valley State University. I wouldn't think so. The university is conducting a thorough investigation of the comments. What's to investigate? He said it. Either he stays or he goes. What's to investigate? Man up, kids. He's in or he's out. You choose. By the way, this part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Serving Michigan since 1947. Paul and the guys, they do a great job. It's been locally owned and operated. Wolverine has been. And they deliver statewide. Get your free water test today by going to stevegruber.com and clicking on the Wolverine button. Stevegruber.com. Click on that Wolverine button and away you go. The program also brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Hey, it's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.